Y'all know my fifth and south, east, west,
yeah,
north, south.
You are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross around. Talk Show and Jam Ross Session debut. With Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in.
Mean team in the building.
Mean team,
Sean Ross.
Mean team,
Sean Ross. Mean team in the building.
Tutu State and Omega Sci-Fi stand up.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. We got to do it like this, y'all. Hold on.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And we got a full, loaded, blown-out show for you today. I'm going to call this the Windy City Express. Because, oh my goodness, I have some phenomenal people on the line all the way from West Palm Beach all the way to the Windy City, Chicago. Hey, but first off, I got to give a shout out to one of the best co-hosts in America. She's a world-renowned publicist, money go-getting. Y'all giving for the hottest PR in Los Angeles, California. Y'all giving for my soul sister, Lisa Stewart. What's up, Lisa?
Hey, you know, out here on lockdown with the quarantine, but making it work for me.
All right. And, you know, we got to give a shit. We locked down in Palm Beach. We got me locked down. And, you know, our other co-host, DJ Extraordinaire, Chill Will. DJ Will, how you doing in the Windy City? What's going on, Will? Marauder, what's going on with you?
What up? This your main man, DJ Mondo G. Just, you know, checking in.
Mondo.
Shout out to everybody from
Chi-Town. Yeah. Mondo has taken over the reins, and he's been going hard in the paint. And y'all watch out, all you DJs across the country. Be on the lookout. Mondo, we're going to spotlight a DJ from all across the country every week on the Real Sean Ross Radio Talk Show. And just want everybody to know, we want to thank all of our platforms. We want to thank Roku. We want to thank Android. We want to thank Apple TV and Blog Talk Radio for having us. But, hey, y'all ready to get into it? Let's talk about our guest there in the building, Will and Lisa. We ain't going to even waste no time. Coming all the way out of Chicago, Illinois. I mean, I'm so excited. I can say so much about Ebony Tillman, Jimmy Lee Tillman, Marauders of Central State University. You know, they're doing so much good. We're going to get into it. We want to welcome to the show. First, I'm going to give them all their props. Let me give you about Ebony Tillman, proud member of the, you know, the Blue and Gold, the Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated. She is in the building. Welcome, Ebony Tillman, to the building, y'all. Well, welcome to the show, Ebony. How you doing?
Going on?
All right. Hey, we glad to have you, and I know your twin is not too so far away. You know, he is a Republican. I want everybody to know he is a Republican, the first black Republican I know, and I share my much love for my Masonic brother. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mr. Jimmy Lee Tillman in the building. What's up, Jimmy Lee?
Yeah, I'm in the building. Sitting back, hey, DJ, my man DJ Armando. I've got my sister Ebony. I've got your pretty lady, the little extraordinary West Coast. But what's up, Mac Daddy? I'm honored and privileged to be on your program, kicking it to the right just for everybody, putting them on site. You know how we do it, black man.
Just for those people that want to get health, well, you know, and health is wealth, and want to get in shape, get their bodies in shape, we have an expert. Let me tell you, nobody just playing with it. We have an bona fide, certified expert in the building, and her name is Miss Antoinette Wilkes. Give it up, y'all, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Welcome, Antoinette. How you doing,
my soul
sister?
Thank you guys for having me. Thank you. I'm doing well. This great night. We're quarantined in here, and I'm blessed to even be here. And thank you for having me.
Okay, so I want you to know for the format, we're glad to have each and everybody on here, and you know, we got this thing called being in a hot seat, but we want to ask, you know, all three of our string guests on the phone, and I also got another co-host that's in the building, Lisa. She's been away, she's been on vacation, but since she's quarantined, I want to welcome everybody back to one of the other co-hosts of the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Y'all giving up, and Jimmy Lee and Ebony, y'all met this co-host, Little Glow, Dr. Angela Marie Shuttlesworth, a.k.a. my sis Little Glow, is in the building. She was there with me when we came there and took the pictures, and y'all took us to the Harold Washington building. She's in the building, too. Welcome to the show again, co-host Little Glow. What's up? What's
Dr.
up?
Dr. Shuttlesworth in the building.
Hey, hey, everybody. So glad to look virtually be able to connect with everybody.
Hey, so I got three, so I want y'all to know, I got three co-hosts, and I got three guests. So this is how it all, so we just so make the whole show flow, and then we're going to put somebody else in the hot seat. Miss L'Oreal, if you out there, she's a big artist doing big things. She's gold, waking her, making her way up to platinum. We're going to get to her shortly. But, hey, so you know, everything's organic here. So, first, Antoinette, can you just expound on,
okay,
you know, where you're from and how did you get involved and what you're doing for us, health and wellness? Can you just give us a platform? You know, let America, this is it. We got a lot of listeners, and now I want everybody to know, y'all also on the Jimmy Lee Underground radio show at the same time. We're doing something. This is just big and unprecedented.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead.
Well, originally from Jamaica, I came here and got involved at Palm Beach Lakes High School here in West Palm Beach. The coach saw me running, getting off the high school bus and said, "You're running track." I was like 15. And back then, even still now, I'm one of those people that just goes, I go with the flow. Okay, if it's not going to hurt you, why not? So I decided to run, and 20-something, 30-something, or 10-something years later, because I'm only 21.
okay.
I'm still doing it. I'm still doing it, and I'm still involved in track and field. It took me all over the world, to Europe, to just everywhere, to goodness. Hello? Oh, it's echoing back.
Yeah, we're listening.
Now I've been qualified for Olympic trials twice. Because of injury, I did not make it to the track and to Olympics. But now I've come to the point where it's time for me to give back and invest back into people, or invest back into kids, and that's where I am right now. And it just kept me going, kept me balanced, just kept my body strong. And that's, if I feel like it's a balance for me. I still have other things that I do, like I have a salon. But if I take the track and field part of it away, the balance of the health and fitness, my mind, it's just, I'm just all messed up, so I have to keep both of them. I don't know. I hope I answered that question.
Yeah. We work.
Yeah.
It's a lot. We want you to warm up because,
I don't,
you know,
take
we want
to
see.
Time.
Oh, okay. We on a tight ship, and they want to give us more time. That's Lisa's storage department. You know, Lisa, people have been saying we need to expound time. You know, we just don't have enough time. We want to get to everybody and make it do. But still, can you tell us real quickly about how do you manage, you know, the fitness aspect and the salon aspect and time management?
Oh, goodness. Technically, I'm going to tell the truth. I really don't manage it well, but I do the best that I can because it's just, I have to do it. Track and field, I started with the coaching part because, you know, adults to me, sometimes they're flaky. They're not sure what they want to do, if they want to be in shape, if they don't, and they're not consistent. I like a consistent schedule because I have the salon part. So for Kaiser University in the mornings, I'm up around 4-something sometimes, and I train some of the kids there in track and field, long jump, hurdles, and because I'm still involved and my body's still okay, and I stretch, I always tell people to stretch, my body's still flexible and capable to do it. So I do all the drills and I work out with them. And then from there, I take a little rest in the morning, walk my dog, and then I go straight to the salon, maybe take a nap, take a shower there, and then I go straight into work and just stay there and have to get it done because those are the decisions I made in life.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I want you to know, my co-hosts, they're taking notes. And when we get you in the hot seat, get ready. Okay, hold tight, because you also have to do a comprehensive game plan for us to get out and move and exercise during this coronavirus thing. So you just get ready.
Oh,
you
yeah.
don't have to expound on that. So now, Jimmy Lee and Ebony and Jimmy Lee Tillman, they are a powerhouse in the Windy City. And, you know, I just want to say, I don't know who wants to take the lead off, but my first question to both of you, and feel free to interject.
Hold on, excuse me, Dr. Ross.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you can hear this or not, but we are going simultaneously, and we are doing coronavirus. Can I take a little PSA? I don't know if I can hear your audience, but I got a 30-second PSA from Dr.
Go ahead.
Dr.
Go ahead and
Burke,
do it, baby. We only
what's going over here. If you don't mind, people, just please stay at home and donate blood. Peace. If
we know that we're asking Americans to do a lot right now. So we're asking everyone to be selfless for others so that we can protect those who are most susceptible to this virus. We really need everyone who feels sick in any way, even if they think it's a very mild symptom, a little sore throat, a little runny nose, to stay home. Do not go to work. If your children are sick, do not go to work. If your spouse is sick, do not go to work. Tell your friends not go to work if they're sick.
Did you know that one unit of donated blood can save up to 3 lives? But unfortunately, during this COVID crisis, many people aren't donating. I want you to know that donating blood is safe. Call your blood center ahead of time and make an appointment. Please know that blood centers are cleaning surfaces and keeping donors 6 feet apart to make sure you and staff are safe. During this crisis, we all need to pitch in. Please donate blood. Save a life.
Save a life.
Okay, Dr. Ross,
let's go ahead.
I love it. Jimmy Lee, Jimmy Underground Railroad. Oh, that came real clear, precise. Need more of it. I love this synergy, man. We on fire right now. So, Ebony.
You know how GOP do it. We
got to
spread the message. And that was
okay, so
the President's Corona Task Force, for the record. And let everybody know. It is 15 days of social distance, and we are in day 10. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in day 10. Let's go on, Dr. Ross. What's happening, my man?
I want you to finish, because me knowing that you're the first Republican and supporter of Donald Trump, and I just want to expound on that. Yeah, can you expound on that?
Dr. Ross said, We still good? Are we there?
Yeah, we there. Go ahead. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I know. Save people. Well, we are black for Trump. Black voice for Trump. Jimmy Lee Tillman, Ebony Tillman here. We like working behind the scenes. We know we pushing the historical college funding. You know, we trying to push Stop the Equality Act. We trying to get the Born Alive Act. You know, criminal justice reform, prison reform. But right now, a lot of people don't see what is happening for them right now in this time in hand, all the benefits right they're getting. You know, I know a lot of people, a lot of your audience, a lot of listeners probably can't stand the president, but they're going to love the check that's going to be coming to them in the mail. But I know a lot of people that probably went to a lot of colleges in three weeks, the checks will be coming to them in the mail in 3 weeks. But what I'm saying is that there's a lot of things happening right now in this administration that black Americans need to pay attention to: criminal justice reform, prison reform, the First Step Act, opportunity zones, it's over college funding. But, you know, we got so much time. We got like 46 minutes. I don't want to take it up. You got so many people coming on your guest. I just want to throw it out there. We keep doing the go-bowls. You know how we do it, Sean Ross. We ain't got to go political. I ain't trying to convert your audience. I ain't trying to make everybody look at 45, get live on 45. I'm just saying, you know, that take the time and look at that your lives do matter under 45. Under Barack Obama, we were screaming Black Lives Matter. I'm just letting you know, under 45, our lives do matter. And, you know, it's making it in legislation. A lot of y'all might not see it because we program the hate, you know, and MSNBC and the fake news media get y'all. But just look at results. Look at results, low unemployment.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, okay. If you're in Chicago and you work in these little factories, I know a lot of blacks get jobs because a lot of illegal immigrants can't work there no more. I'm just saying, think America first. Think Black America
okay.
first. That's what I'm saying. Shut
think
off.
Black America first. Okay. So let me ask you this question.
Live at 45.
Okay. I'm going to give 5, Lord, 5. You are Ebony, but I'm going to answer that to also answer this question, too. How, you know, the coronavirus is impacting small businesses in the black community?
Oh, wow. It's next here. It's slow. It makes it slow. It makes us nervous. I always say we're not, at least my family and my people, I'll say that I'm around, we're already not as touchy-feely already. So now it's pulling us back where we're even less touchy-feely. We're very standoffish. And I've always been hit with when I was younger, when I was growing up, which I've learned to even be more like, oh, hey, how are you doing? Hug a little bit more, touch a little bit more, be more welcoming. Now it's pulling me back where I'm not as welcoming because I'm like, I have a puppy. Can you step away from my puppy, please? Because I don't want him to breathe on the dog. I don't want him to breathe too close to me. My business, my doors are locked if I did not invite you or if you didn't call. Yeah, it's very awkward. It's very uncomfortable. I'm doing a stretching session. I have on a mask. The person comes in. He has on a mask. Everyone's all masked up. We're washing our hands. We're doing everything we can to be, I guess, perfect. But how perfect can we be? And business is already slow. The rates that we charge already as Black people, I think, is lower than most communities. And now we can't really make business. We can't really have business. And now we can't trust anything that's coming through the mail or trust anything that's coming at us or the person that's coming through the door. So what do we do?
Mm.
That's it.
That's food for thought. All right, Mr. Tillman.
Okay. Well, I'm here.
Mr. Tillman.
This is Ebony.
Ebony, go ahead.
I wanted to add to that. You mentioned about small businesses. And so I wanted to let the audience know that they need to take a look at SBA.gov, smallbusinessassociation.gov. And there's a lot of grants and loans that's available in relief for people. And there's also, if you're artists, there's a lot of relief for arts groups. So, you know, all you have to do is begin to look at relief. There's a lot of relief out there. The government is going to be opening up money. It looks like some funds have been released to performing arts. So for your artists out there, if they may have had a performance that was delayed or something that they already booked that they had to cancel, anything, you got some money for that. If you are if you're a small business, or what I've been seeing, that if you file taxes in 2018, 2019, and had direct deposit, that they'll be sending the money directly deposited to your bank. You won't even be getting a check. You'll just look up, and you'll probably get a notice on your bank account.
Wow. That's big. So where should people go to look for that type of information, Evan?
You see, that's what you get when you mess with the Tillman and Chi-Town. And they're right, DJ Mondo. Right. All I'm saying is, if you want the hot stuff, I mean, the information, what's really going on, I mean, your audience don't really know that that's coming out there. A lot of people going to say, where's my help? Where's my relief? Because they, on their hate, they point you in another direction. I'm saying, listen here, this let me on my, let me get my soapbox for a second. Hey, Black America, that's listening to the Sean Ross radio show. Let's not get stuck on a 12-year plantation. Just remember, we didn't ask Barack Obama for nothing because we said he couldn't do nothing. We didn't want to front. Just remember, we didn't. And now we got 4 years of getting something. Let's keep asking for something. No need to be 12 years on the plantation. No need to be 12 years a slave. Back to you, Sean Ross.
Yeah, but at the same time, with a small business, sorry.
Go ahead.
I had a thought. There's a lot of small business that they're not comfortable with those grants. Even for me, I had to find someone to help me with the grants. I'm more hands-on. I'm doing my work in a salon. I'm doing my work on the track. But what about those people that, you know, they're getting hit, but then they're not comfortable with the computers. They're not comfortable filling out those grants. What about, you know, is there someone that's going to be out there helping them? Or are these grants are just going to go to one couple people and that's it? And those people that don't understand the system get, you know, they just lose their business. I know it sucks, but, you know.
Well, that's the reason why we have these outlets like the Sean Ross Show. That's the reason why we have people like you. We have to put the information on there. But, you know, the SBA.gov, now, like you say, that maybe they don't want to get on the computer to type in SBA.gov, but I doubt if anybody that's in business is not computer accurate. Mm-hmm. I just doubt any business person.
Some are. They're older. Some people are older.
Go ahead, Lil Glow.
These are the avenues that we're supposed to help. You know, we're supposed to get the information out there and try to be able to show them and point them in that direction.
And
exactly,
Evelyn.
So this is definitely a time for community.
Home and Jimmy. Little Glow, go ahead.
So we always want to definitely be ready and equipped to operate as a village and a community. And we know that, as Antoinette is saying, all of our businesses do not have the same level of, they're not technology savvy. But in addition, sometimes we don't have the banking records. We're not paying bookkeepers. We may not have the legal documents in order. And so that is why, yes, it's important to go to SBA.gov, but each area also has what is called a small business development center. And so SBA contracts out to these small business development centers that can help to walk you through your documentation. And if you're lucky enough to live in the city of Boynton Beach in Florida, they have taken a initiative where, for example, they contracted out to our company to work with minority business and women-owned businesses to help them through this crisis, because it's a lot to navigate, especially if you're not up to date, if you just didn't pay your taxes last year. There's a lot of questions. So it's like, do I do my taxes first, or do I take the time to do this loan? And then at the core, do I even believe that I'm going to make the money to be able to pay this loan back? So there's a lot of things that are beyond just fill out this form. Do I feel confident that I'm going to answer the questions correctly? How do I explain what it is that my business does? How do I explain revenue goals for the quarter? If small businesses are not tracking that information regularly, they will see it as a challenge to them just being able to just fill out an application freely on the internet. There's a lot of spam that's taking place as well right now.
Oh, yes.
So people need to also be leery to make sure that they are looking for either .gov in their URL to just be mindful. So it's definitely an opportunity for us to be supportive of small business owners at this time. And if you're somebody who's going through the process, to help another business owner as well. And Sean Roth, I think you have a listener, Mr. Trenton Shuttlesworth, who also has a comment as well.
Oh, we want to welcome this gentleman to the show. Wow, this is, Jimmy Lee, we're doing something big. We're doing something big. Antoinette, Lisa Stewart, DJ Mondo, Trent Shuttlesworth is in the building. T Boogie, my brother from another my DNA, we came out the same. You know what? T Boogie, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Are you here, sir? Oh, is he here? Let me see. Is he here? Oh,
bam.
Is he here?
About these comments he said earlier about what was he saying about what Trump was doing for black people? What was he saying?
Here we go.
I just want him to expound on his comments, and please don't mention the economy. I just want to know what he's doing for black people. The same dude who doesn't have any black people in his administration. I just want to know, what is he doing for black people? Why are so many black people enamored with Donald Trump, an avowed racist? I'm just curious.
I don't want to take over the show, but I can give you
You don't need the show. Just give me a few minutes, and please don't mention the economy. Please don't mention the economy. Just give me two things. Just two.
HBCU funding. Criminal justice reform.
HBCU funding. What is he giving to HBCU? Because I see you going to be a real Trump supporter. Because you like you a little loose with the truth.
No.
How much is he giving to HBCUs, bro?
I'm not arguing. These are laws been passed. He passed a $314 billion continuous. Money to HBCU president so he can use the money for funding and stormy and
okay, wait a minute, what can I find this? If it's true, I apologize. I don't see this anywhere, bro.
The second thing is,
we talk about HBCUs all the time. That can't be true because Liberal Force is crumbling as we speak. So what about this money? What's the HBCUs are getting this money? Because it's not Liberal Force. It's not Central State.
right straight from me.
That's
my brother's alma mater. My girl's alma mater. So what HBCUs are getting all this money, brother?
Well, listen, I understand your disagreement and your anger. If you look at your Google machine,
listen,
up,
brother,
you can
see
what
I'm saying.
I'm not angry.
I have any reason to be angry. I'm a little confused and amused by your comments, but
not,
I ain't mad about nothing.
Listen,
I want you to give me two things.
Well, when I was in Atlanta.
I don't care about
Atlanta,
you being in Atlanta, brother. Where is this money for the HBCU?
I
don't care about your personal travels. I go to Atlanta all the time. I don't need you to tell me about Atlanta. Where is this money going to the HBCU? Because Wilberforce ain't getting none of
it. What's the question? My question is,
what is Donald Trump doing for black people that has you so excited about him?
I gave two things. Listen, I said he finally gave a $314 billion, not loan.
$340 billion.
Grant, that means $314 billion. You can look that up. And I said criminal justice reform.
When he got in office with Jeff Sessions,
and then there was a first session, and they rescinded every program that
Barack Obama had put forth because for some reason, but somebody's supposed to be so confident and so bright, he seems to be enamored with another man. He just loves to talk about Barack Obama. It is amazing to me how y'all continue to talk about Barack Obama. He's been president for 4 years. What he ought to be doing is thanking President Obama for that, for the economy he gave him. That's what he ought to be doing, and that's all he rides. He's a complete idiot. He lied constantly. I don't understand how y'all support him.
He lies constantly.
There are two things I don't want nobody to do to me. Lie to me and tell me I'm stupid. You lie to me constantly, but you think that's fine. So any person
hey,
like shit.
Okay.
Yeah, so you tell me if Sean Ross lied to you every day, you be friends with Sean Ross. That's what you tell me. Sean Ross, my brother. I love Sean Ross. I will kill about Sean Ross, but if he lies to me, we going to fall out.
This man lies constantly.
He has no black people in his administration. He don't like black people, but you all are just, Donald Trump.
T Boogie, T Boogie, and Jimmy Lee, time out, gentlemen, I have some data that I found actually.
And so one of the things that's good about this show is that Sean Ross brings everybody, right? So we want to have a open space where people can feel safe, rather regardless if they're Democrat or Republican. So I went on ahead and looked up a fact checker. And so one of the things that was stated was, you know, President Trump uses the term, I saved HBCUs. And that actually is false. However, one of the things that he did do, per Insider, Inside HRED, which is a well-respected platform for academia. They said that it was made, legislation made permanent $255 million in annuals for minority serving colleges, including $85 million specifically allocated to HBCU. So the total amount that goes around is not necessarily accurate. However, there is funding that has been allocated, but it's not as large as some people would say. And then we also have to recognize that we do currently have a black Surgeon General that is serving right now under the Trump administration. However, it is definitely not as diverse as we would love to see. But let's be clear, that conversation is based on fact. I am actually registered independent. And I don't believe in Democrat or Republican
Party
because we all.
Hey, Sean Ross, I love you, bro. I appreciate it, man. I'm going
to
go ahead and listen. All right, I got my. I'm good.
All right, thanks. Bro.
All right.
I love it. And Jimmy, remember you and we all had, we fellowshiped together. Me, you, Jimmy Lee, Ebony. You know how to spark. Hey, y'all, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to get back into this.
I'm
go ahead, Jimmy Lee.
I understand the passion.
Yeah, I know you're dangerous. You're dangerous. You're a walking time bomb.
Listen, I want everybody to sit back.
You were there. I know Omarosa was there. We're going to talk about Omarosa next.
Listen, I get the smoke, and I can understand why people feel that way. All I'm asking people to do one thing. All I'm saying is look at what is happening look at the learning. I'm not saying vote for Trump. This ain't me saying vote for Trump, because all I need is about 3% black Americans. We 8% in this. We're a gang of 8%. A gang of 8% of black for Trump. But all I'm saying is this. Is we are getting things. Our unemployment is low. Gas prices is low. We're about working and non-working. You're about to get some money. All I'm saying, HBCUs are getting funded. Criminal justice reform is for real right now. We do have the first step back. 3,000 blacks have got out of jail. All I'm saying, these things are happening right now. I'm not trying to say vote for Trump. I'm not saying walk about.
I just
want to
know,
all
can I ask a question? Can I ask a question?
Yes, you can ask a question.
Sure. The things that's being reformed and all the things that's going through, were they already in play before Trump became president? Or is it these are new things that he's jumping on, that he started?
No one
was working on that before.
So that was the biggest. That was
no,
the
no,
biggest
not in place, not in place. Hold on 1 second. Rewind. Stop for a second. Not in place, but was it in play? Were they already trying to work on it? Was it already on the table? Was it already a project that was being
made? When Barack
Obama
was president and had a Democratic Congress and Senate, you asked me was criminal justice. When Barack Obama was president, you asked me was it in place.
Did they start working?
I don't know.
Did they start working?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's the only thing that wonders. I'm like, is it all these different things that was already on the table that they're just working on, or they're picking and choosing what they want to work on? But he already started it.
I can't say that.
Okay.
But I know since we had a Republican.
All right. Let's do this.
And he worked with a Democratic congressman from New York, Jeffries. Who had the bill, and Jeffries had a complaint because he couldn't get the bill through the Congress, and he worked with Tim Scott during the Trump administration to get. So I would agree with you on that. There's a brother in New York who was working on a criminal justice bill, and he couldn't get it out.
Yeah, so this stuff has been worked on for a while.
But
I can't even get to the
song. You're correct.
Sorry.
No,
okay,
check this out.
Excuse me. Hold on a minute. Excuse me. Let me interrupt you real quick. Jimmy Lee, Mondo has a question for you. Then, before that, save that question, DJ Mondo. We're gonna come back. It's very seldom we have a Republican in the building. But I want to thank all my guests. This is where organically on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show, we get to go hard in the paint. You can ask those questions, and it's all in love, y'all. It's all in love, universal love. So I want everybody to sit back. I want everybody. Hold on a second, Jimmy.
I
can't hear you. Say it one more time.
Sean, I can't hear you. What are you trying to say?
Okay, another coronavirus break. A message for the PSA is 30 more seconds. I just had three of them.
Okay, go ahead. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Social distancing is what we refer to when we ask people to stay at least 6 feet apart.
Staying away from people whom you might get coronavirus from, or who are at high risk and whom you might spread coronavirus to.
You can socially distance yourself from people in social settings by not going to bars, not going to restaurants, not going to theaters where there are a lot of people. It all just means physical separation so that you have a space between you and others who might actually be infected or infect you.
Millennials, Generation C, Generation X that are out and about, these are the individuals that we know have the least symptoms. In fact, we even think there are individuals that are asymptomatic, that are actually infected with the virus, COVID-19, and passing it on to others unknowingly. We know that every millennial is an extraordinary, responsible human being, really wanting to help others. So the way the millennials can help us is help your parents and grandparents understand each of these issues. Help them get connected by media or phones or video conferencing so they don't have to leave their houses. And please do not gather in large groups, even if it's in someone's house, because again, you're the group that's most likely to be shedding virus without knowing it. And we need you to take responsibility to ensure that your parents and your grandparents and your loved ones don't get this virus.
All right. Welcome back to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. And hey, I got a little hint of a song I'm gonna have everybody listen to real quick, and then I'm gonna come back and get your responses and what this song means to you and what were you doing, because we do it every week right here on the Real Vibe Sean Ross Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. DJ Mondo, come down.
Took me way back, back down memory lane. I see the happiness, I see the pain. Where am I? Back down memory lane. I see her standing there, such a happy, happy pair. Love beyond compare. Look at there, look at there. Slipping back, oh, back down memory lane. I feel the happiness, I feel the pain. Here am I, back down memory lane. I'm in the sunshine, I'm in the rain. Thought it was over, here I go.
Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. In conjunction with the Jimmy Lee Tillman Underground Radio Network, we are definitely in the building. It has been too hot, but since y'all heard that song, I got to stay on task, and I got a short time to get it, and we're going to get you because I got to put all of y'all in the hot seat. But right now, when you hear that song, start with the ladies
Ross,
first.
Mr. Ross, I have a correction. Mr. Ross, I have a correction.
Okay.
Mr. Ross, I have a correction. Your fact checker was just so on point, and I would like to say, Miss Fact Checker, you were so correct. But let me tell you, I misspoke. What I meant to say was it was $322 million he forgave that debt that Black College owned. So you add that with the money he came is why the numbers come that big. It's $322 million debt that a lot of Black colleges have incurred, federal debt that he had that he erased. So not only did he get the money, he erased the debt. I'm sorry, I just wanted to put that correction out there. That you was right.
Okay.
By saying the money he gave, but my number was $22 million was the debt that he raised. My bad, lady. And you are on point, Sean Ross, your staff there. Continue on.
All right, we're good. We're good. That's a little glow. Dr. Anne-Marie Shuttleworth from B-Led Crow. Yeah, and right now, when you hear that song that we just heard, I need the ladies first. I mean, I'm starting with Antoinette. I need one sentence. What is that? When you hear that song, what does it mean to you?
Oh, goodness. That one you might have well passed.
Okay, y'all got to get ready. I'm chewing y'all for the hot seat.
Yeah. It's just, I just like the song. That's it. I don't feel, not connected.
There it is. Ebony, talk to me. What does that song mean to you when you hear it? Give me one sentence.
Well, R2. Minnie Ripperton is from Chicago. Graduated from High Park. For my high school. She graduated way before me, but, she was an alum from my high school. So we love Minnie Ripperton. She has a lot of cuts. And that song, Back Down Memory Lane,
just reminds me of childhood. So when I hear it, it takes me back down memory lane. And not just of a loved one, just a family and just growing up and memories and photographs.
All right, all right.
No, not necessarily a loved one.
All right, tell the truth and shame the devil.
Yeah.
Little Glow.
Hey, hey.
When you hear
when
that song, what does it mean to you?
I think about butter yeast rolls, butter pecan cookies. I think about 6692 Plantation Way.
Plantation
and
Way.
Also Forest Park with the family getting together, eating good, feeling good, dancing good, and just really, really loving on each other. Now those memories get us through these hard times. So I love that song.
All right, Lisa Stewart.
Hey, Glow, you was making me hungry over here. You know I'm locked in with all
this. I know,
snacks.
Right?
that's the bad part about being locked in. You buy all this junk food. But definitely took me back to where, you know, because of the coronavirus, I just started thinking about all the social things that we were doing, like, you know, the family cookouts, just even going to church, and you're like, you have to wonder now what will happen from this point on. Will we be able to go back to that? So that's kind of where it took me.
All right, all right, all right.
Wow.
Mondo, DJ Mondo.
Man, Jimmy, that song took me back to Englewood, you know,
Englewood.
Chicago. Englewood with an E. Englewood with an E.
Oh,
Chicago.
Oh.
The neighborhood, the first Englewood, the neighborhood that I grew up in, the neighborhood that taught me what it was, you know, growing up, living in the streets, you know, growing up, learning to be a man, growing up, watching things and seeing what I learned, living by Marquette Park. You know, I grew up in the 70s.
Okay.
So believe it or not, there was still racial injustice going on right there, but that's another story. But that's
all right.
All
right.
That takes me back to, you know, the past, the history, and what we're still striving for today.
That part. All right. T-Boogie, Mr. Shuttleworth, so when you hear that song, what does it mean to you, sir?
Man, getting up, having to clean on Saturdays. You know, the music start blaring. Get up, y'all. Let's go. You know how it goes.
That part.
Yeah, that cleaning up, bro. You know how it is. Music blaring on Saturday mornings. Get your asses up. Let's start cleaning. Let's go.
Yeah. That's about the gist of it. It's 6692 Plantation Way. And Jimmy Lee Tillman, talk to me. I promise to talk back. And then we're going to pitch y'all in the hot seat.
Hey.
What does that song mean to you, Jimmy Lee?
Yeah, well, I'll put like this. That's made me think of the projects. Being a shorty, wish I can go to the basement parties. Wish I was growing up to dance all the big girls at the Afro. You know, make me sound like a big kid. You know, wish I can go to all the places. The music was popping. I couldn't go there. So I could, you know, just sit in the back seat, driving on Lakeshore Drive. You know, he's talking about Englewood with E. I'm talking about the projects over there by King. The little jets over there ain't there no more. You know what I'm saying? Sitting back there. But I'm just saying, being a little boy, wishing that you can go to the basement parties, wishing you can go to those parties all the big kids, the teenagers are going to, sit back there and watch them dance. Wish you could be them. That's what it's going to remind me of. That's just me.
Okay, y'all, we about to, so as we come back from this commercial, we're going into the hot seat. So let me say hello for my three distinguished guests. You're going into the hot seat, and my co-hosts are going to ask each one of y'all a question, and I'm about to pair it up now. So, Lil Glow, Dr. Anthony Shuttlesworth, you have Antoinette. Lisa Stewart, you have Ebony. Jimmy Lee, since you're a Republican, you got two people. You got DJ Mondo and you got Mr. Trent Shuttlesworth definitely be in the building. Ask you a question right after this commercial. Here we go. Welcome to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And we're about to pick these guests in the hot seat right after this commercial. Baby.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel,
canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa. Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks. Friday fun night and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena, 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! joyfulexpressions.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live radio talk show and jam session. DJ Mondo said the only Sean Ross MC Mag Daddy in the building. That's right. So we're going to the hot seat. Hot seat. I want to thank all my distinguished guests for being in the building. Now you are entering the hot seat, fam. First person up in the hot seat, Miss Antoinette Welks, you are in the hot seat. You will have a minute and a half to rebuttal, a minute after the question is asked. All right, Dr. Angela Marie Shuttlesworth, a.k.a. Little Glow. Take off.
All right, all right, all right. So we are not just talking about politics, am I right, Mr. Sean Daddy Ross?
Right, right, right. We're talking, it's universal.
Yes, do not hit me up with politics.
All right, Ms. Antoinette, you mentioned earlier that's your contribution to a youth and track. Can you give us a little bit more feedback about your nonprofit? And what are the ways that you are benefiting the youth of
Cottage
County?
Oh, wow. Well, at the same time, as I said before, I coach at college and I also have a salon. But my passion and my calling is a nonprofit that I've been working on for, I guess, 3 years called TrackFit. And TrackFit is all about teaching our youth how to carry themselves, how to be, I always say, dress for the occasion. So if they're at, like, when we're at the track meet, they're there, we train them up, and we train them to run fast. We train them to do their job. But at the same time, after track and they're out, we're not giving them that information of training them how to carry themselves, how to be responsible. So sometimes we miss a little bit of that, especially as the coaches are tired because they're doing one job and they're supposed to be coaching, but now they're doing all the other jobs because sometimes the parents are not there or all that stuff. So TrackFit, I want it to be another cushion to help the parents and help the coaches and help the athletes so we can have better athletes coming out. I've always heard people say, oh, athletes, sometimes they're dumb jocks, they're this, they're that. But it's not that. They're so focused on one thing, and sometimes you have to hold, just like how you hold their hands to cross the street or hold their hands to and coach them to train, to be the best football player, the best baseball player. Sometimes you have to guide them on that path to know what's going on, to open their mind to see other things.
Seconds.
And that's what TrackFit's about.
All right.
Can you give us some insight into how the Harold Washington Center, Cultural Center, is working with youth in Chicago?
And Lisa, you add your question to that, Lisa.
Okay.
Okay. Say, ask the question for Ebony. This is for Ebony.
Ebony asking, what are some of the things that the Harold Washington Cultural Center is doing in Chicago to benefit the youth?
Oh, well, what do they say? 25,000 children a year use the programs. We have a lot of free programming going on, so you can always go on. We have dancing, acting, music, so we have a lot of programs going on, and so you can always go to the BroadwayandBronzeville.com, and you'll get all that information there. We've taken a series of children to the Tonys this year, which just passed, and a lot of things. The Harold Washington Culture Center is very, very involved with youth. So I'm very proud of that. So if anybody's interested, all the programs are free. If anybody's interested, they can go to Broadway and Bronzeville if you're in Chicago. Broadway and Bronzeville.
So, Ebony, give us little bit about your background. I understand that you did a little acting and, you know, some things yourself.
No,
can you give us a little bit about you?
You confused me with our other sister who's the executive director of the Harold Washington Cultural Center. That's Jemalina.
Oh.
But I haven't done this. Oh, maybe the eighth grade.
Okay. All right. She answered pretty good, and I'm on a tight schedule. So, T Boogie, ask your first question to Mr. Jim Lee. You in the hot seat.
So, what do you want for this country in the next 4 years?
Well, this is I'm gonna give you about a little 30 seconds like that. The next thing I want in the next country in 4 years is for my president, 45, to reinstate the Voting Rights Act that was knocked down in 44's administration that people are overlooking. And I feel that as soon as we get this Born Alive Act passed, it's going to make sure these children are being born alive, and we get rid of this Equality Act to make sure our boys and girls are not being transgender and taken out of our system schools. Something like that. I see this country going right back into the to a nice place where it should be, the land of God. You know, all these immoral laws are being passed, all these immoral laws being taken, you know, are we erasing all these immoral laws, killing babies, turning our kids gays, turning our kids transgendered, all these laws that has been passed over us but being removed. This ain't hating Obama or loving Obama. It's what's going on right now here in America. It's how we're living right now here in America. Unemployment is low here in America. Gas prices are low here in America. You get money back in your pockets here in America. You went to a black college, spent $20 million, and your debt was erased, and you got money coming in. You got your criminal justice reform. I feel that black America, we're moving in the direction that we should have been moving. I think it's 2020. We got the vision right now. We all intelligent. We all know what it is. We all know what's wrong. We saw what we didn't get. We see what we're getting. I figure now it's 2020. For the next 24 years, we 24 years, we have a great vision and a great future for all of us, all Americans. So I got to say, black man.
Okay, Jimmy, you ain't out of the hot seat yet. Mondo, get him.
Listen, man. First of all, Sean, you're my big brother. I love you. Jimmy Lee, Ebony, God for Central for State, you know I love you guys, too.
For sure.
I pick up the phone. I call Ebony. Ebony advises me. She gives me information. If she can't answer, she'll text me back. I'm going to take it easy on you, Jimmy. But what I want you to do is.
Hold on. Ebony says she's not avoiding you. But
no,
she's
never.
Been a hot and contested project. Now, here's the funny thing about you, Will. I ain't hating.
I didn't even finish my question. Jimmy.
Let him finish his question,
okay,
Jimmy. We can take that offline. This is you in the hot seat, Jimmy.
You all in the middle of the campaign. We're in the middle of war.
Jimmy, I love my brothers. I love my brothers to death. And you're one of my brothers. If Sean Ross calls me, if I can't answer the phone in the middle of a transition, in the middle of a war, no matter what, I'll message him. I'll call him back. Bro, I will call you back.
That's all I'm saying. You don't want this smoke. Trust me. You don't want this
Jimmy,
smoke.
Jimmy, I don't want the smoke because, Jimmy,
I'm
brother. Listen, you're my brother.
And let's get back to the question, Jimmy. Answer the question, Jimmy Lee. We got 5 minutes.
When I heard Jimmy Lee was a Republican, I said, you know what? And I got that from another brother, my brother Lee Dunn. I said, you know what? That's his personal choice. Jimmy Lee has fought. Jimmy, I walked with you, and, bro, we never figured this out. I don't know if anybody ever thought about this to this day. I still don't remember. But I walked with you when we started this talk on Dr. Martin Luther King Day on Central State, and we walked down 42, we walked all the way into Virginia, not knowing how we was going to get back off of your motivation. So, bro, I will follow you into the fire.
Rodney King battle.
You into the fire, not knowing how I was going to get back. Brother.
I got you, Will.
That's all I'm saying. Me and you.
I got heat for you.
Will, what's the question?
It's smoky in here. People don't want this smoke.
Hey, Jimmy Lee, can we get the question? We got 3 minutes,
no,
Jimmy
no.
Lee.
That was, no. Sean, Sean, just like you. If I got a difference with you, I'm not gonna air it in front of. I'm not gonna air my dirty laundry in front of a bunch of people. Jimmy Lee is my brother. I love my brother. Ebony is my sister. I love my sister. You are my brother. And so my thing is, we can talk one on one, and we can figure it out. I don't have to put anybody on front. This isn't emotional for me. This is business.
And what's the high key business question, Negro?
It's hot out here in the field, Will. Don't act like you're a little hot out here, Will. Don't act like you're a little hot out here, nigga. It's hot out here.
I know it's hot. Will. And my brother is a Republican. My brother is a Republican.
Okay.
Why
Republican, Jimmy?
The war.
All right, I got 3 minutes, y'all. Hey, Will, I'm about to.
All right,
Lisa.
I'm a call.
I think Lisa has a question.
Yeah, I'm
Lisa. Lisa, Will, you.
Jimmy Lee.
Yes,
what
ma'am.
Do you think we can do moving forward to divide this gap between the Republicans and Democrats? Because as we know, both sides are wrong at certain times, and maybe both sides can be right at different times. What can we do to get away from this gangbang mentality that they're having now?
Well, listen, within 4 minutes we got, I'm going to say this. Black Americans use their vote as power. And see me, because right now, the Democratic Party, you know, the black folk has nowhere to go. They're holding up Republicans. So right now, we have a chance. If 3% of the black Americans just come our way, walk on the red side, the Democratic Party has no other choice but to bend your back to y'all will and give y'all what y'all wanted back then. But right now, I move Republican because of my Christian values, because I believe in the things that God laws make. And the Democratic Party itself is not going that direction. So if I'm saying as a black voter, we are the most powerful voting bloc of all time.
We know
Joe Biden. Best push for y'all. Look, we're getting in America, black man. I know you got 3 minutes, Sean Ross. Go on, do your thing, black man. I know you get the show.
Sean, if it's okay, I wanted to shout back out to Lisa because that's an excellent question that we don't take enough time to answer. And so when we think about what we're doing at the local level, so what is it that we really want? What is it that we can contribute regardless? And really looking at the values. And sometimes we don't even take the time to look at what the other party has to offer or what the issues are at the local level. And the more you get involved, you'll see who's at the table and you'll see who you should support, who should get your energy, who should get your money, and who actually stands for you. And that is the thing that we need to do regardless of political party.
And that's where the focus needs to be, because right now it's like if you're a Republican, you're like, whatever Trump says, if he says go kill everybody, we're going to do it because we're Republican. We're not going to sell. Democrats are like, if Trump says, hey, give the kids some ice cream, we're not giving them ice cream today because he said it or she said it. We got to get past that and get government. The different parties were created to create a balance, a check and balance, not to fight with each other and dominate.
Let me say something real quick. I think what's happening is when he says, give the kids ice cream, we don't know what's in the ice cream. He might make it sugary. Not that I'm not picking sides, just saying. It's just that he's sketchy. So the icy may look pretty out on the outside and look like sprinkles on top, but then there's other things in the ice cream. So when the Republicans give packages and say, let's sign, or the Democrats say, okay, we're going to go for that and we're going to agree with this plan. And then they give it to the Republicans, and the Republicans change it around. And then something may look good, but some things are bad, and it's like a catch 22, if I'm saying it right.
You're absolutely.
So it's a stale. It's like, what do you do now?
Absolutely.
Because you can't sign it, because if
absolutely.
You sign that, you fuck yourself. Sorry, I'm cursing.
Okay. Okay. Hey, we don't have to. Excuse me. Yes, sir.
Crime bill, Joe Biden, crime bill. There's no black folks. Click crime bill, 3 strikes you out, vote your interest, Joe Biden. I love you, Sean Ross.
Read it first.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for being on the show. I got about 30 seconds. Who wants? Yes,
all right,
sir.
Sean Ross, real quick. I want to give a shout out to some more Central State alumni on there. We got Anthony A.G. Gardner on there. And I got my brother on there, Chavez Moment.
Chavez, what's up, Chavez? Chavez, where you at, Chavez? You on here, Chavez? Man, you got to come on some more, Chavez. Where you at, Chavez? I'm looking for you. Vince, you in the building?
He sent me a message. He said he was on the line. I interrupted for him to get
on. Okay, okay.
Y'all
Chavez,
on the smoke. This is the underground.
Chavez,
radio.
He's on the building.
There
can you say hello,
Chavez? There he is.
All right, y'all. We tonight. 24 hours. All right. Let's do it.
Let's do it again next week, y'all. Hey, I love y'all. Thank you for tuning in to Tillman. Thank you, Antoinette.
Thank
love
you
y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talks jam session. We out of here, y'all. Thank y'all for very much coming in, tuning in. Get back with us, and we're going to tune in next week, y'all. And we, next week's guest is Miles Davis and his whole entourage. Well, his entourage from Al Day's working, so we're going hard in the paint, y'all. Yes, sir.
Sean Ross, what happens to my artist? What happens to my artist? L'Oreal.
Well, yeah. L'Oreal's just a record is cute, homie. I got L'Oreal cute right here. You should remind
yeah,
me. You want to follow you? I'm queuing it up. Here it is.
Here it is.
L'Oreal.
Make
sure you guys
check
out
L'Oreal.
I'm ending with L'Oreal. What's up, L'Oreal?
Oh, goodness.
Drip on the chandelier. Ooh. I'm with my pizza clear. Now I'm moving right. So you gotta pay the price. Drip on the chandelier. I'm with my pizza clear. Now I'm moving right. So you gotta pay the price. Chup, 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 chup. Smack it and take a bite. Damn, how you keep it so tight? It's dripping that pipe. Let her off if you want sight. Speed it up, now we take flight. If I give you this drip, can you lick it up? Ice me out, no, no, drip it on. Slap it with your fingers, you slimy. No, I hit a new who grimy. No thugs need love too. So do you have enough for me and you? You're gonna need a vest for the school. Drip a drum and beat it up, move. Drip under the chandelier. I'm with my boots are clear. Now I'm moving right. So you gotta pay the price. Drip under the chandelier. I'm with my boots are clear. Now I'm moving right. So you gotta pay the price. Drip, 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 drip. Load up the load up. Know you be up on the same everyday lane, tripping on you, you came with. I hate to do it too. See, I got to do. But they been acting like I'm enough actor. This ain't no damn race. Competition with myself, you know that. Always in first place. Never worry about the next. Oh, okay. All of these bitches, they can be mad. All of my bitches, shaking their ass. All of my bitches, making the bad. While all of you bitches, keep looking sad. You from the Dutch and the Lear. Now I'm moving right, so you gotta pay the price. Drip under the chandelier, I'm with my nipples clear. Now I'm moving right, so you gotta pay the price. Drip, 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 drip. Load up the load up the load up the clip. Drip, 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 drip. Load up the load up the load up the clip. Talking to my Jordanist section. All the stories you're telling is depressing. And we don't get no cause we in hell. Somebody point that to the next exit. I ain't really into no exit.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hey, hey, L'Oreal, hey, thank you for that on that exit, and I'm about to have to get up out of here. Cheer up again. Thank everybody for tuning in to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Hey, Will, we got to have L'Oreal back. I'm going to do something special for her. Hey, she can get in. Hey, Lisa, a little glow. Thank you very much, everybody that tuned in. Chavez, everybody, T-Boogie, I love y'all. We out here. Peace. This episode is done. Real, real bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Y'all know how we do, y'all.